All right, everyone, welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we are going deep into the world of cybersecurity, and this one's a real doozy. We're talking about a brand new threat called ValleyAt, and this thing is aiming straight for the heart of businesses, their accounting departments.
Yeah, you know, accounting departments, they're not always seen as the most exciting part of a business, but
definitely not the first thing that comes to mind when you think cybersecurity.
Right, exactly. But this report, hot off the press today, February 4th, 2025,
yeah,
straight from Morphosec Threat Labs, it shows just how dangerous this new threat can be.
Yeah, this report's got it all. The who, the what, and the how. We're talking about this malware, ValleyAt, which is a type of remote access Trojan. And then there's this group behind it, the Silver Fox APT Group.
Yes, the Silver Fox APT Group. They're notorious, and their methods are as, well, cunning as you'd imagine.
Okay. Gotta admit, that name already has me thinking spy movies and secret missions. But before we get too carried away, can you break it down for us? What exactly is an APT group, and why is the Silver Fox crew particularly notorious?
So an APT group, well, it's not your average hacker in a basement, you know? These are highly organized, incredibly persistent cybercriminal organizations. Think of them as the special ops of the digital world.
Okay, special ops, I like that.
Yeah, they often have significant resources backing them. Sometimes they're even linked to nation states. And as for Silver Fox, they've been connected to some major attacks in the past, particularly against financial institutions. They're targets. High value, lots of money involved.
Yeah.
These guys are professionals, and they're all about one thing, the bottom line, the cash.
So it's not just about causing chaos or disruption. It's about stealing cold, hard cash. Which makes sense, I guess, when you're targeting accounting departments. But what really caught my eye in this report is how ValleyAt is actually getting into these systems. It's not just about brute force hacking, right?
Right, you're thinking of the movies again. No, they're using something called social engineering.
Yeah, which sounds more like psychology than computer science, honestly.
It is. And it's what makes ValleyAt so dangerous. Instead of just sending out random spam or phishing emails, they're laser focused.
Going right for the accounting folks.
Exactly. They've created incredibly convincing fake websites and domains that mimic real companies. The report even gives an example, Carlos.club, which looks almost identical to the real Carlos.com.cn. It's like a digital wolf in sheep's clothing, just waiting for someone to take the bait.
Wow. So they're playing the long game, preying on people's trust, setting a trap and hoping someone will slip up. That's a lot more insidious than just blasting out a bunch of spam.
Oh, absolutely. They're taking advantage of the fact that accounting departments often have access to, well, everything. Bank accounts, financial records, sensitive data. It's a gold mine for cyber criminals.
It's like they're scoping out the bank, figuring out who's got the keys to the vault, and then tailing them. Creepy stuff. So let's say someone does fall for it, clicks a link, downloads a file thinking it's legit. What happens next? This report, it keeps mentioning an infection chain.
Okay, so picture this. An accountant, they get an email, looks like it's from a trusted vendor, maybe even a familiar contact. It has a link, right, to download a software update, like for Chrome or something.
Just thinking they're updating their software, business as usual.
Exactly. But what they've actually downloaded, a whole package of malware, disguised, hidden. And here's the sneaky part. It doesn't just announce itself. Start wreaking havoc right away.
So it's laying low.
It's laying low. It hides these malicious files deep within system directories, places your average antivirus software wouldn't even think to look.
A sleeper agent, infiltrating the system, waiting for the right time to strike.
Exactly. And once it's in, then it unleashes the big guns. DLL, search order hijacking, and memory injection.
Okay, hold on. Those sound pretty technical. What are we dealing with here?
Well, let's start with DLL, search order hijacking. Basically, every program relies on these little bits of code called DLLs, dynamic link libraries. They're like instructions telling the program how to do things. What ValleyAt does is it messes with this order, tricks programs into using fake DLLs, not the real ones, can even hijack popular software. The report mentioned even a game, Left 4 Dead 2, can be used to run its code.
So it's turning your own computer against you. And what about memory injection? That sounds kind of scary.
Oh, this one's even sneakier. It's like slipping a spy into enemy headquarters, except the headquarters is your computer's memory. ValleyAt, it injects its code directly into system processes. So now it's not just hiding. It's running within the core of the system, making it almost impossible to detect.
It's a digital chameleon, changing its appearance to avoid detection.
And as if that weren't enough, it also uses all sorts of anti-detection tricks. It hides from security tools, even tries to avoid virtual machines, which are often used to study malware safely.
This thing's a mastermind. But all this effort, it's got to have a goal, right? What's the end game?
Well, the report dives into the specifics of how ValleyRat steals information. And one tactic stands out. Keylogging.
Keylogging. That's where they record everything you type, right? Like every keystroke.
Exactly. Passwords, account numbers, credit card details, everything. And ValleyRat, it stores this data in hidden files deep within the system.
So even if someone suspects something's wrong, it'll be almost impossible to find the evidence.
That's why it's causing so much concern. It's a perfect storm.
Yes.
Sophisticated techniques, targeted attacks, clear financial motive.
This is pretty unsettling stuff. But before we all start panicking, let's shift gears a bit. The report doesn't just leave us hanging. It actually offers some insights into how to fight back.
That's right. And what's really interesting is that it goes beyond the basics. You know, strong passwords, software updates, it delves into more advanced strategies, like adopting a zero-trust security model.
Zero-trust? That sounds intense. What does that even mean?
It's a fundamental shift in thinking. Instead of assuming that anything within our network is safe, we got to assume everything and everyone is potentially compromised.
So no more blind trust. Everything needs to be verified.
Exactly. Strict access controls, multi-factor authentication, constant monitoring. It's like having multiple locks on your doors and security cameras watching every angle.
That's a lot more proactive than just hoping for the best, especially with something like ValleyRat out there.
Absolutely. And the report doesn't stop there. It goes on to emphasize better threat detection and response. Investing in tools that can spot suspicious activity and respond quickly.
So building walls and having a security team on the lookout, that makes sense. So there's one more thing, right? The human element.
You got it.
Yeah.
Because no matter how good our tech gets, the weakest link is often us, the people.
Because all it takes is one wrong click.
One wrong click and the whole system's compromised. Yeah. So employee training, it's absolutely critical. And we're not talking about a one-time cybersecurity 101 session. This needs to be ongoing, regular refreshers, keeping everyone informed.
So it's not just knowing how to spot a phishing email. It's about creating a whole culture of security awareness. Everyone's on the lookout. Everyone knows what to do.
Exactly. We need to empower employees to be proactive, to recognize potential threats, make them a part of the security team, not an entry point for the attackers.
Well said. And on that note, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll continue exploring how to defend against this sneaky ValleyRat. We'll dive into the specifics of employee training, the tech tools companies should be using, and even what we can all do as individuals to stay safe. Stay tuned. All right, welcome back to the Deep Dive. We're continuing our deep dive into this ValleyRat malware, this real sneaky operator that's got accounting departments everywhere sweating bullets.
Yeah, we spent the first part talking about how it spreads. Those really, like, impressive techniques it uses to stay hidden, and the serious damage it can do.
And I think it's worth reiterating that this is not just some, you know, random act of digital vandalism.
Absolutely not. This is not about kids in basements showing off their hacking skills. This is organized, this is sophisticated, and this is driven by one very clear motive.
Profit, right.
It's all about the money. It's financially motivated cybercrime, plain and simple. And to really, like, grasp the severity of this, we got to remember who they're targeting. Individuals and departments with access to, well, the financial crown jewels of a company, bank accounts, detailed transaction records, payroll information, tax records.
It's like a digital bank heist, but instead of ski masks and getaway cars, we're talking malware and social engineering.
A perfect analogy. And think about the fallout. Stolen funds, manipulated transactions, fraudulent wire transfers. I mean, we could even be talking identity theft on a massive scale.
Yeah. That's the stuff that keeps CFOs up at night. And what's really scary is that, according to the report, a lot of organizations, they don't even realize they've been compromised until it's way too late. The damage is already done.
Right, because by then the attackers have vanished, leaving behind a trail of digital chaos.
So let's talk solutions. We touched on some basic tips earlier, strong passwords, software updates, that kind of thing. But given, you know, the sophistication of this thing, what can companies actually do to really bolster their defenses?
We have to go beyond those basics. Strong passwords and updated software, they're essential, yeah, but they're just the first line of defense. We need to start thinking in terms of layered security. a more, like, comprehensive approach, one that includes things like intrusion detection systems, robust firewalls, endpoint protection.
So building a fortress, basically.
Yeah, exactly. Multiple layers, making it as difficult as possible for these attackers to get in. But remember, a fortress is only as strong as its weakest point. And in cybersecurity, that weakest point is often, well, us. The humans behind the screens.
Right, because even with all the best tech in the world, all it takes is one wrong click, one moment of, like, inattention, and bam, the whole system's compromised.
That is the unfortunate reality. That's why comprehensive employee training is so important. And we're not just talking about a one-time, you know, cybersecurity 101 session. This has got to be an ongoing effort. Regular refreshers, updates, keeping employees informed about the latest threats, the latest best practices.
So it's about building a culture of security awareness throughout the entire organization.
Exactly. Empowering employees to be proactive, to recognize those red flags, those potential threats, to know what to do if they suspect something's fishy. They should be an extension of the security team, not an entry point for the attackers.
Couldn't agree more. Training is crucial. But what about the tech side? Are there specific tools or solutions out there that companies can, like, implement to specifically defend against something as sneaky as Valiant?
Oh, absolutely. And one of the most effective tools in our arsenal is something called Endpoint Detection and Response, or EDR for short.
Mm.
Think of it as, like, next-generation antivirus, constantly monitoring every device, laptops, desktops, servers, you name it, looking for any sign of suspicious activity.
So, like, having a security guard stationed on every single device.
That's a great way to put it.
Mm-hmm.
But EDR goes beyond just recognizing known threats.
You know,
it uses behavioral analysis. So it can actually identify malicious activity, even if it's something brand new, something that's never been seen before.
So it's not just looking for a specific virus signature. It's actually analyzing how the programs are behaving to see if something's off.
Precisely. And if the threat is detected, EDR can automatically jump into action, isolate the infected device, quarantine malicious files, even roll back changes to prevent any further damage.
Wow. So it's like an automated incident response team just waiting to spring into action.
Pretty much. It's a powerful tool, EDR. But it's just one piece of the puzzle, right? There's a whole ecosystem of technologies companies can leverage. Intrusion detection, and prevention systems, web application firewalls, data loss prevention solutions. The list goes on and on. The key is to build that comprehensive security architecture, one that's tailored to their specific needs and risks.
It sounds like a lot to manage, especially for smaller companies who might not have dedicated cybersecurity teams.
And that's where managed security service providers, or MSSPs, come into play. These are companies that specialize in, well, providing cybersecurity expertise to those who might not have the resources or the in-house expertise to handle it all themselves.
So it's like outsourcing your cybersecurity to the pros.
You got it. Let the experts handle the heavy lifting while you focus on running your business. MSSPs, they offer a whole range of services: threat monitoring, incident response, vulnerability assessments, and yes, even that all-important security awareness training we were talking about. They're like an extension of your IT team, providing that 24/7 protection.
Well, that's a relief to hear. Honestly, all this talk about APT groups and stealthy malware, it's making me a little paranoid.
Understandable. But remember, knowledge is power. The more we understand about the threats out there, the better prepared we are to defend against them.
Speaking of being prepared, we've been talking a lot about company-level defenses. But what about us as individuals, you know? What can we do in our everyday lives to protect ourselves from threats like ValiRat?
Well, a lot of the advice we've already discussed applies to individuals as well. You know, strong, unique passwords for every account. Be cautious about those suspicious emails, those links that just don't seem right. Keeping your software up to date.
The digital hygiene basics, right?
Exactly. But there are some additional steps that individuals can take to really ramp up their security. One of the simplest and most effective: use a password manager. These tools generate those strong, unique passwords for all your accounts, and then they store them securely so you don't have to remember them all.
That's a game changer. I'm terrible with passwords, and I know I'm not the only one.
You are definitely not alone. And another simple but really effective measure is enabling two-factor authentication whenever it's available. It adds that extra layer of security by requiring you to, like, enter a code from your phone or email in addition to your password.
Yeah, we touched on that earlier, and it really is essential these days, especially for those financial accounts, anything sensitive.
Couldn't agree more. And if you're really serious about protecting your privacy, your security, you might even consider using a virtual private network, a VPN.
I've heard of VPNs, but I'm not going to lie, I'm not exactly sure how they work.
It's actually pretty simple. A VPN encrypts your internet traffic and then routes it through a secure server, making it way harder for those hackers to intercept your data.
So it's like creating a secure tunnel for all your online activity, keeping it hidden from prying eyes.
A perfect analogy.
Yeah.
And VPNs are especially helpful when you're using public Wi-Fi networks, you know, those coffee shops, airports, hotels. They're notoriously insecure.
Yeah, because you never really know who's lurking on those networks, who might be trying to snoop on your activity.
Right. And one final thought I want to emphasize. Cybersecurity, it's not a set it and forget it kind of thing. It's an ongoing process.
So we can't just install some software and call it a day. We have to stay informed, change our habits, keep learning as these new threats emerge.
Exactly. It's a constant evolution. But by staying vigilant, we can stay ahead of the game.
All right, folks, we're going to wrap up our deep dive into Valeat in just a few minutes. When we come back, we'll distill everything we've learned into some key takeaways that you can use to navigate the ever-evolving world of cybersecurity. Don't go anywhere.
Welcome back to the deep dive, everyone. We've spent this episode really digging into this Valeat threat, this malware that's targeting the financial core of businesses, those accounting departments.
Yeah, it's been quite a journey exploring this, well, kind of the dark underbelly of cybersecurity, right? And we've seen how it spreads, those really advanced techniques it uses to stay under the radar, and the very real damage it can cause. Definitely a wake-up call for a lot of folks, I'd imagine. But we've also talked about how to fight back, right? Both for companies and for, you know, just regular people like us.
Exactly. And hopefully by shining a light on these threats, we've given our listeners the knowledge they need to really start taking their online security seriously.
Because knowledge is power, right?
Right.
Especially in the cybersecurity world, staying informed is like half the battle.
Couldn't agree more. So as we wrap up our deep dive here, let's try to distill everything we've learned. What are the big takeaways, the things our listeners should really remember?
Well, one thing that really hit home for me is that cybersecurity, it's not just an IT issue, you know, it's everyone's responsibility. Whether you're the CEO or, you know, just starting out, we all got to play a part in protecting ourselves and our organizations.
That's such a crucial point. We can't just rely on firewalls and antivirus software to do all the heavy lifting. We got to be aware, understand how these attacks work, and be proactive.
Right. It's about creating that culture of awareness where everyone's, you know, on the lookout. Everyone knows what to do if they see something suspicious.
Exactly. And the thing is, the threat landscape, it never sits still.
Yeah.
Right. It's constantly evolving. New threats like Valeat, they're popping up all the time, so we can't just get complacent.
So we got to stay informed, adapt, and be ready to face those new challenges head on.
Absolutely. Cybersecurity, it's a continuous process. Learn, adapt, improve. And that brings us to another important takeaway, I think. There's no such thing as perfect security.
Yeah. No matter how many walls we build, something might still slip through.
That's just the reality, unfortunately. But that doesn't mean we throw our hands up and give up, right?
Right.
It means we got to be prepared.
Prepared for the worst, even if we hope for the best.
Exactly. Have a plan. Know who to contact, what steps to take if you know, something does happen, how to minimize the damage, and don't be afraid to ask for help.
That's a great point. There are so many resources out there. Incident response teams, cybersecurity consultants, people who can help us through these situations.
Exactly. Don't try to go it alone. There's a whole community of experts out there, you know, people who are dedicated to fighting these threats, helping organizations stay safe.
Well said. So to sum it all up, be aware, be vigilant, be prepared, and don't hesitate to reach out for help if you need it.
Those are words to live by in the digital age, for sure. And remember, knowledge is power. The more we understand about the threats we face, the better equipped we are to defend against them.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Well, folks, I think that's a good place to wrap up our deep dive into Valeat for today. Thanks for joining us. Until next time, stay safe out there in the digital world.